Blog Talk
Hello?
Radio.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hey. I had the cold, so shit.
I knew it was you.
I had the cold. I never used it because I didn't know Boss Lady had something to do. What the fuck is that?
Why Hello? Is it so echoey?
You hear it now?
I'm good.
Okay, that was I'm in the real studio. I do this out of real studio. I'm independently wealthy. I do this to keep my nerves calm. I got money. I'm all right.
Okay, excuse me. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, I'm good. But anyway.
Well, thank you for letting me come in and help you guys out tonight, Planet O'Shea. This is the show. This is where it's at, I heard. Today's topic, from what I'm hearing, is, you know, we're going to talk about the transgender topic, that whole lifestyle. Basically, do you agree with it? Do you not agree with it? Why or why not? What are your thoughts on it? Talk to me. Speak to me. Let me know.
Go ahead.
So how do you feel? Like, I just want to know how you feel about it, personally.
You talking about LR?
Yes, LR. How does LR feel about it?
Transgender. It's all up to, how they say, it's all up to the user. I guess it's all the user want to use it. You know, you want to dick in your booty, man, it's your ass. Okay. I don't give a fuck. It ain't mine. What you eat don't make me shit, so I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? For real.
I think what you're saying now.
That's all on you, my nigga. I don't give two fucks. Okay, so,
I just see, you know, once it hits, like, you know, like just being around and being in the gay community for such a long time, I do feel, as long as you're honest and forthcoming with anything that you're doing, there's nothing wrong with it. It's when you start lying and tricking people, I think that's when the issue is going to be, it's going to get messy. And someone may end up getting hurt. So you just don't do that to folks.
But you know, let me tell you something, boss lady. I'm going to be honest with you. If a motherfucker feel, if when you look at yourself, and I'm saying this from a complete male chauvinist, pussy loving, African American born nigga, you understand what I'm saying?
Thank you for the forewarning.
You know what I'm
full
saying?
Full disclosure. He's giving us full disclosure, y'all.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it 100. I don't understand. Personally, how you could turn down all that pussy. You ever, you like pussy, girl. You know what a pussy feel like on a nigga's tongue? Oh, my God.
It is definitely gratifying.
It is beyond gratifying, baby. It's like jumping from the outer atmosphere smoking blunts.
I can't reach it. Now, I really think, and people don't agree with me, I do believe people are born certain ways sometimes. Like, I do believe your community and just certain things will influence you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just me knowing, like, you know, like, I have a cousin that's gay, I have an uncle that's gay. Like, yo, if just thinking back to how he was when he was four, like, that little boy was gay. Like, he was always, like, had that twang to him. And when he came out, it didn't really surprise anybody because he was just always that boy that everyone called gay. And just knowing that there's that G-spot in your ass, don't let that booty hole get played with.
Well,
if it get touched, you just may like it.
Well, okay. I when I hit 30, I had to go get a colonic. Let me explain something to you. I was devastated. I had been devastated since I was 18 years old because I knew 12 years from now I had a scheduling for somebody to stick their thumb up my ass. So for 12 years, I was petrified and terrified. I went to jail like 17 times between that time, and every time I dropped the soap, I warned them. I say, nigga, think about it in this, owning this bitch.
Oh my God.
This is my motherfucking point. I used to be dead set on is in the, you know, is a sin thing. I'm coming to find out, honey, that as we mix and as people mix, DNA, how can I say, the DNA pool is going to have that mixture. People are evolving. If I answered your question from a pure scientific level, then I cannot discriminate because people are evolving. We don't know what motherfuckers was like 1,000 years ago. So just because we are in the evolutionary phase, we are able to watch it evolve. And motherfuckers is becoming one sex. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers want to fuck themselves, take care of themselves, and be cool.
Hey, you know what? You are absolutely, I think, on point with that. I cannot disagree with you on that one. And I don't think certain men would ever just understand it.
And they understand it. Trust me, they do. Them punk motherfuckers understand it. Let me tell you something, baby. Every nigga in their life then thought about it. You understand what I'm saying? But you know what happened when that nigga thought about it? Because I ain't never seen a man. I don't like niggas. I ain't got no nigga friends. All my friends are girls. I've been loving pussy since I was about, like, zero age old. So, but every nigga had a nigga in their life, the older brother, the drug dealer. For me, it was the drug dealer up the street, this nigga named Drac. I used to look at that nigga, man, and he used to have on the leather pen with the polo, the big dinner plate jewelry. You know my dad?
Yeah.
Man, I wanted to be that nigga. I didn't want to be that nigga switching. You out your motherfucking mind. Oh, hell no. You feel me? So, But I got a little cousin, his name Adonis. And this motherfucker is blatantly gay. I'm talking about he don't give a damn.
The younger generation doesn't have to hide it like, you know, when we were growing up. They don't have to hide it. It's not such a, like, a disgust or looked at in just like, ugh. Like, it's not that anymore. Because I've noticed when I go to high schools and stuff, you know, for my cousins' little stuff and nieces and nephews, like, for their little things, and I'm like, these girls are walking around with dressed like these. Like, what?
It's Coco, we have a caller. 901, you're up.
What's yeah, Team 5-0 in the building.
How you doing?
What's up,
I'm good. What's up, fam? What's up, lady?
How you doing? What's your name?
Anthony, a.k.a. the officer.
Oh, hey, this
Mr.
nigga.
Hey, Mr. Officer.
This nigga.
How you
feeling?
I'm good.
I want your thoughts. Let me know how you're feeling.
No, I'm good. Chilling, watching this basketball game, watching my guys play ball. My cousin playing tonight, so I'm watching him.
I just want to know how you feel, Mr. Anthony, Mr. Officer. How you feel about the transgender? Do you agree with it? Do you not agree with it? What's your thoughts?
I didn't hear nothing you said about that, but when I popped on, I heard him talking about his cousin from, like, just flip-flopping doing his thing. I don't know. That's all my thing is. I don't like men. I don't care. Like, what she did is what she did. Like, that's what she did. I ain't mad at you for doing that.
Right.
I don't approve of it. Don't get me wrong. People like to comment. Men and women like the picture and comment on it. Women like the picture. Nobody said nothing. But the men like the picture. Everybody was talking about the niggas gay. I don't care. Dude look good at the end of the day. If you saw him on the street, male or female, and you saw that man with no thing and he said, hey, how you doing? And the nigga want to holler at her. Bam. The nigga that liked her like all the other people in the group. If you light skin and you pretty, niggas like you regardless of what they think you are. That's just 100. I don't like people no more. Because when they did that one time, like, hit like. I'm like, oh, that's nice. She cute. Hit like. You know that's the man? Like, your purpose was to set somebody up. Sit down. So now you tagging people's names. Like, here go another gay dude. I know such and such like this. Like, yeah, I'll quit that. But the lady, if she did that, what she did, that's 100. I enjoy her. She enjoy do what she want to do. If a female want to be a man, dude, what's up?
I got to let 504 in and tell us what they think, brother. Hold on 1 second. 504, you in there? 504. Well, come on, Anthony. You got the flow then, brother. You got the flow. You got the flow.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Good. Who's calling?
This is Maria.
Hey, Maria. Yay. Where are you calling from?
504, New Orleans.
Okay, well, New Orleans in the building. I have a question. I guess, did you hear the topic tonight?
No, I haven't. I'm just logging in.
Okay, well, we're talking about transgender and how do people feel about it. Do you agree with it? Do you not agree with it? What's your thoughts?
If you like it, I love it.
She cracked it real.
That's a safe answer. Can't get no safer than that.
Can't get no safer than that.
I mean, my thing is, like, straight up, like, you got the ones, like, in Memphis. I've seen a couple of them. You could tell, you a man trying to be a woman, and you ain't done it right. You know what I'm saying? You could tell. That's what you want to do. That's fine. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just know, man. So I have no problem with somebody doing what they want to do. If you feel like in your heart you want to be a man now as a woman, you handle that business. If you're a woman, or if you're a man, you feel like you want to be a woman, man, if that's what floats your boat, go ahead and float on.
Let me ask you a question. Like, if you had a friend, if you had, like, a good guy friend, would you stop hanging out with them because they decided to live their life as a woman?
No.
See, like, she would say that because she's a girl, right? I'm a guy. You've been like a prime example. My best friend, his name Kevin. Me and that man been cool since the third grade. He's in Chicago. He shoot down here to Memphis, like, oh, Chicago, we still hang, me, family, whatever. If that man became a woman, I probably wouldn't know what to do if he told me that. Like, I'd be like, what? Like, nigga, quit playing. Like, no, I really want to be a woman. When you come, you'll see. So I get there and he got long hair. He got long hair and he's starting to grow breasts. I may be shook for a second. Like, this nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, of course it would be that shock reaction. But would you eventually be able to come around? Would you still hold that friendship? Would you still be able to be friends with this man? Because it's not necessarily he's attracted to you or nothing like that. But
We'll still keep in touch and be friendly. We probably won't be hanging like we used to, because then you may start liking me. And then, you know, you can't have that. Like, nah. Like, if you my boy, I know you from riding bike riding and playing football in the street, but at the end of the day, because of what you chose to do, hey, that's what you do. I ain't mad at you. I do what you do. And if I see you, I'm still speak. Man, that'd be hard to be kicking with my guy like that. I ain't going to mean a lot. It'd be hard. Like, I wouldn't have to have a heart of
it.
Like, I don't know, cuz.
Excuse me. Everything my dog just said was 100% true. You know, but and to add on to that, it's a society thing. Men cannot. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck. My nigga said a good point. Man, look. Nigga saw Marcus Graham in motherfucking Boomerang in 91. Man, I thought ever since that a bitch with ugly feet wasn't worth shit. I wanted to meet Marcus Graham. I was too fat to be Marcus Graham, so I became, you know, I don't know, Suge Knight. But my whole point was this. You might see a motherfucker, you think, you know, man, like, you know, Obama got a gangsta-ass walk. That's a cool-ass nigga walk. But I don't want to take a shower with the nigga.
Okay.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Well, yeah, man, that's a tough subject for men, because men have a disadvantage. Prime example, women. Prime example. Who I'm from? Kat, that's you I'm talking to?
That's a lovely Coco. And, oh, God, she's
okay.
So goddamn fine.
Prime example.
916.
Okay.
Now, hold on, Anthony. 916, you're on. 916, you're on.
Why do you guys just put people on as soon as they call in?
I don't. They've been on. They've been sitting. I'll be having them sitting there for like a minute.
No. This is me. I just called in and you just put me on. I didn't even press the one. Who is that, LR?
Yes, who is this?
Allison.
I'm sick cursing people out.
Who is this? Who am I speaking with?
Allison.
Oh, it's the girl with the beautiful. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Miss Allison?
What's up, baby?
You know what I'm saying?
Look at his whole tone change. Don't get thirsty. Come on, roll that tongue up, LR. Roll that tongue up.
Man,
put it back in your mouth.
I got a whole lot of the bike sitting right next to me.
Put it back in your mouth.
Anthony,
I see you too. Anthony, you roll that tongue up too. Put it back in your mouth. Let's get back on the topic.
What you talking about? Ain't nobody said nothing to you. I just said what's up because I'm a real
Anthony, this is called, you getting the voices mixed up, sweetheart. I'm messing with you. Relax.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Hey, Allison Bay. Tell me what's your thoughts. Tell me what's your thoughts. Do you agree with the trans?
On what? I mean, I just caught in. I don't even know what was going on. I got cued in.
All right, so the topic is transgenders, and if you agree with the lifestyle, do you not agree with it? What's your thoughts on it?
I really don't know. It's crazy to me, honestly. I mean, I just think it's quite amazing. I mean, I don't think I have a problem with it, no. I think it's all right. I mean, that's just most females. I mean, the men are the one who are really judgmental about it.
Well, let me ask you a question. If it hit close to home, like say, for instance, your brother or something like that, just like, you know what, I'm going to just live my life as a woman.
I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't? Okay, you'll love him regardless.
No. I'm so serious. Even if my son came to me and said something like that, I would accept it, really.
I mean
to each his own.
But it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. When we talk about, okay, your boy. Problem is that we talk about my boy. If somebody you was close, like my homie, if he wanted to do that. Like, you my homie. Like, I can't, you a whole nother person. You want to be something else now. Like, that's going to make a difference somewhere down the line. Prime example, female. We talking about society. Like, female. Like, females hang around her. Dudes want to date her. If a dude tried to date the lady that put the picture up, can't sit me stop. If dudes try to date her, they going to get talked about picture wrong. The girls hang with her, they feel cool. Prime example, women can squeeze on their booty and it be cool. If your nigga squeeze nigga booty, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? You finna get served, whooped, you punk, you fat, you get just like that. So this whole gender thing itself, what women can do and what men can't do, is something.
Oh,
right. That's
Anthony.
A whole other thing.
Anthony, everybody,
yeah.
We have a guest that we need to speak to. Hold on 1 second. 909, speak your piece. Is this the great? Hello.
Who is?
Hey.
Hey, Kat.
What's up?
Okay.
Yes, me. It's Catalaya. What's all that noise? How's the show going?
Oh, the show going beautiful.
That's wonderful. I told you guys I'll go call in and check on y'all, see how y'all doing.
We good. What's your thoughts while you're on the phone, Miss Kat?
My thoughts on the whole transgender thing?
Yeah.
Honestly, I believe that that's their choice and what they want to do. I'm not going to judge them on what they do. It is a big, drastic thing to actually do because you're getting the surgery, you're changing your whole life around, and you have to deal with your family. People are not that accepting of it. But at the end of the day, who am I to judge, you know? There is no sin greater than the other sin, so we can't call it a sin because we all sin on a regular and daily basis. You know what I mean? So I can't condemn anybody for what they're doing. Only thing I could do is just pray for them and just hope that everything is cool, you know?
Okay. So it seems like it really is split down the middle, I think, because a lot of women are just a little bit more accepting just versus,
exactly.
I guess, how society is built.
That's what I say.
And men are just really just not going to accept this. Like, it's just not something that they can kind of, like, you can do it, do what you want to do, and just stay over there with it. Just don't come over here on this side with all that.
Yeah, that's just how it is. Who's on the line right now? Who's everybody on the line right now?
We have
Allison's on here. Anthony's on here.
I'm here.
Who's
that? That's Allison.
It's Allison. Yes, baby.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for helping me out. I really have to go because I'm driving through these mountains, so I'm going to, like, lose service. So I just wanted to say thank you, guys, and still sounding like it's going great. All right, bye, everybody.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Allison.
What's up?
You have been nominated for a job tonight, sister.
A job? No. What type of job?
You and the beautiful Coco are going to usher me and the rest of these people for the next hour or so. We want to hear a question from Coco.
You broke up. We kept...
We want to hear a question from Coco first. You listening?
Okay. And just so everyone knows, my name is Coco, but you'll probably notice me under Lotus because, you know,
okay.
People don't realize.
Okay, Lotus. Lotus. I'm sorry, baby. Lotus. The beautiful Lotus. You know, I love the Lotus. You know, they're like $200,000, but I'm too big to squeeze in one. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, listen to me. Lotus, this is what I want to ask you.
Okay.
What if your son, your only child, came to you one day after going to the prom with the girl next door and told you, Mama, I want to suck dick? What would you do?
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
My son is not coming to me telling me that like that. That's not what's going to go down like
ain't
that.
Ain't that about a bitch? Ain't that about a bitch? I knew she was going to say some shit like that. Mother
like, you ain't going to just come to me in my fucking face and tell me you want to suck a dick. Because we go, listen here. Right? So, that's just not going to go down like that in this household. It is not going to happen. But if he came to me in a real conversation and said, you know what? I'm attracted to the same sex. And he broke it down, and he told me how he felt, and this is how he felt. All I can do is be a parent and be there. I raised him. He's already going to the prom. He's a young man now. He
uh-huh.
has to learn how to make his own decisions and live with his own consequences and just deal with life and have those growing pains just like anyone else. All I can say is be safe out here. Because regardless you're straight, gay, bi, or anything, it's not a game out here sexually.
Uh-uh.
So you make sure you protect yourself, you do what you have to do, and that's that. But what you are going to do, you're going to make me a baby. I'm going to be a grandma. So you figure
ain't
all
that
about, out, and we good money.
Ain't that about a bitch. She going to control what the man does, even in his faggot tree. Mothers.
So you're going to be straight for a day. You're going to be straight for a day with a woman who's ovulating. Something going to go down. I'm going to have my grandbaby.
I feel that. All right, well, I have no choice but to ask the beautiful breasted one.
Pretty boobs, that's you, Allison Banks.
Pretty boobs. Uh-oh, pretty boobs.
Okay, so you going to ask me the same question?
Yeah.
Well, I actually have a son and only a son. So, you know, I think I would probably be hurt by it, but I think I would be able to accept it. But like Coco said, don't come to me like that. Come to me in a correct form with it. So. I'm not
going to
have that problem. I know. So, you know.
Man, y'all are motherfuckers, man. You niggas is motherfuckers.
And I'm very overprotective of my child anyway, so, you know, I don't even really want him dating until he turns 18, so I'm not even worried about
him. You out your motherfucking mind.
Hell no.
Allison, you're tripping with no luggage right now.
You're tripping hard as a motherfucker. That's like getting a dog spaded.
I feel that I have to approve of the girl that he wants to date and everything. If I don't like her, it's a no-go.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're going to let that man walk around and beat his poor dick to death because his mama don't want him to fuck nothing. Girl, you crazy.
You're going to be in a hospital. That man got a rug burn on his penis.
That nigga going to be blind by the time he's 19. He ain't going to be able to see shit. I don't know. I'm going to be blind. He just should have got him some pussy.
He's a mama's boy anyway, so I don't think it's going to be a problem.
All right. Well, you ladies, y'all got to come up with another topic because we are getting dry.
Don't be, listen here, you ain't going to be coming up on the show and just say we getting dry. You don't have no other callers in? Because you well forward and out of place talking about we getting dry.
I told Ella to call in, so hopefully she should be calling soon.
I like talking about sex. That's my
favorite
topic. Oh, well,
shit. That's my favorite topic. That's the only thing I know how to do right. Shit, let's go. That's the only thing I can do right.
So I'm
at everything else.
I'm about to make Allison feel all uncomfortable and shit.
Oh, my God.
LR, have you ever had a threesome?
Shit, if you ain't never had a threesome, you ain't never lived yet.
How was it for you? Like, were the two chicks bad? Like, let me know. I like details. I'm a real detail-oriented person.
Oh, well, my very first time was actually exuberant, baby.
Okay.
They had this girl, you know. She was a big girl, you know. She was a big girl. I ain't gonna lie. Our legs were up together. They were black between them. I was about 16, and she had a friend.
You had your first threesome at 16?
Man, I had my first nut at 9. What you mean?
Okay,
oh, my Lord.
Yes. God almighty. Yes. Ashalala Bosha.
Wait, my baby is almost 9. We ain't gonna have none of that.
Well, hold on. That's a whole other question. Let me get back to the threesome. And it happened fairly by accident. Both of them on their soul crack. So I was at their house one day, and motherfucker wanted to rock up some dough. I was like, what y'all trying to do? They said, man, we don't know how to cook this shit. I said, well, I'll cook this for you if y'all both fuck me. They were like, you fat bitch. I was like, hey, fuck me or do what you're going to do, bitch. So we got there and we did the damn thing. Was it fun? I don't know. I'll be in it for the power. Just imagine you're a man and you got two motherfuckers on their knees fucking your dick back to back. That's some powerful shit. I like standing there with my fucking hands on my hips like I'm Zeus. Fuck it, bitch.
Oh, my God. I can imagine. Why did I imagine that? Why did I get a mental picture?
Suck it, bitch. Now, your turn.
I have had a threesome with two women.
Okay.
And
I had a whole bunch of trains on, motherfucker. That's a whole motherfucker.
Yeah, it really wasn't what I, like, I'm real, like, passionate, and I'm, like, I'd like to hone in on one person, I guess that's what it is. The one girl, she kind of tapped out on it, so I sent her home.
Uh-huh.
But we made her nut a few times, you know, went in on her, and then she was like, I can't take no more. I was like, listen, you got to, yo, you can't hang. And then me and Shorty kept going for the rest of the night into the morning. But it was okay. It wasn't like something that I was just like, eh. I don't know how I would feel if it was a guy involved. I'm not sure. But it wasn't something that I was just like, damn. But they were two beautiful women.
It's like this. For me, and I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna let Allison talk. Man, I'm in it for me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm in it for me. So you know,
selfish as a motherfucker.
I'm a nigga, man. I keep telling these hoes today, listening. I'm in it for me, dog. You know what I'm saying? So, bitch, I'm gonna make sure you get your nut, cause I mean, if I fuck for a sport, I don't fuck for pleasure. I fuck for pure numbers. Bitch, I'm trying to make you call my name. I'm trying to make you go to church and pray these Lazarus demons off your motherfucking head. I'm trying to fuck you into the emergency room. I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking nothing else. Now go ahead, Allison, your turn.
What was the question? Wait, I got caught a little off guard. What was the question again? I was trying to give somebody a number to the show.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Oh, yes, I've had two. Yes, I have.
What sexes were involved?
A male and a female. Me and the female, I mean, all she pretty much did was eat my pussy. I mean, and he was fucking me. I mean, just basically, it wasn't really nothing. It wasn't all that great. I mean, but.
Would you want to do it again?
I want to do it with two females, actually.
Okay. If you had to put two females in a group that you would have a threesome with, who would
it
be?
It would be you and Catalaya.
Oh, wow. Damn, that's a whole lot of prettiness. Like, that's, oof.
Y'all let me watch. I'll pay for the plane tickets. I had enough pussy in my life to last a lifetime. I just want to watch that shit.
Yeah, I know it will go down.
Y'all ever seen Captain Leo pussy? Have y'all ever paid attention to Captain Leo pussy? Oh, my God. It is a work of art.
You said how we were?
Have you ever paid attention to Catalaya's pussy?
No, I never really paid attention to it.
I used to get the pretty pussy comments. But I never seen hers.
Ella, have you ever seen Jazzy?
Who? Jazzy?
Jazzy.
that's the name of my, you know.
All right, well, hold on. put a dot on it, like they tell us. Put a dot on it. I won't see that book.
I can't show it no more. You, but you better ask
but
somebody.
But inbox it, me. Inbox it.
I guess.
I'm not thirsty, baby. I'm famished. I'm starving.
Man, ain't nobody gonna tell. Go ahead and just post that thing one good time.
Come on, man. Post that monkey, man. Let a nigga see that monkey. Stop playing. Break it off. Stop playing. Break it off. Break it off.
Back to the threesome conversation.
LR, do you see like a 650 area code in queue yet?
I'm looking for it now. I do not, my love. But Allison, I want Allison.
Yes.
I just had a vivid picture of you and Lotus. And if her pussy is as pretty as your titty, oh my God. Because the other day I was scrolling through the motherfucking page and I had a weird thought. I said, let me put me a bitch together. I'm going to take Allison's titties, the little pussy. I'm going to take Forever's face, because that fucking face is angelic. Oh, wow. And now I have. I ain't going to tell you how to rap. And see Jalen? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That woman would need a wheelchair.
Do you see him? He trying to build a bitch.
Yes.
I'm trying to build me a bitch. I'm saying I'm starting that website. Build your bitch.
Buildabitch.com.
We ought to start up one. Buildabitch.com.
To build the bitch factory. He over here,
yeah.
Like, this face. I got these titties. Hold up these arms right here, and the legs here, and the pussy. Oh, Lord.
Because
you know, y'all men are still cheap. You got a perfect woman, and still just cheap.
And hey, y'all want to hear some real shit about real niggas? Y'all want to hear about a real nigga?
What's about? Let us know about a real nigga.
Man, a real nigga don't give a motherfuck about 90% of that shit y'all talking about. Perkling. Nigga won't be fucked, fed, and left the fuck alone. 90%.
Well, you know what? I did make a post like that. It was funny. I think I got about maybe 60 likes on that post. And it was just like, I was just basically saying, like, don't stop questioning these niggas. Stop saying, like, where you at? When you coming home? Why you not home yet? I was like, try just a little something. Just try, like, dinner's ready.
Oh, yeah, that was something.
Just be like, you know, like, dinner's ready. I said, I'm here naked waiting for you. Like, do something like that. You'll get the same result without all that nagging. I said, no man wants to nag. I got, how many brothers I got? I got 14 brothers and a father.
You
don't
know
go
what
and
I
hear
found
that
out?
I said, when you grow up with 14 brothers, you already know.
Wait up, stop the motherfucking presses. Hold up, put the dicks in the pussies on the side. Did this nigga say 14 brothers?
I have 13 and 14. 13 and 14. 13 sisters.
God.
Yeah, it's a lot of us.
God damn it. Ooh, I wouldn't spell shit with them motherfuckers. Everybody lives on the street with a family, and you'd be like, well, I'm going to whoop his ass. This bitch got so many brothers.
Well, you know, it's crazy because, like, my father, if you would know his name, you would understand how he had all them damn kids. But my father.
What's his name?
His first name is Alpha. His middle name is Omega.
Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? And I'm like, I'm not just going to give that nigga no pussy. What's his name? Alpha and Omega. Oh, shit. Huh? Just come get some. Just fuck it.
But I did grow up in a home. It's a little bit like I did not grow up in a conventional home when I lived.
What the fuck is that?
I didn't. What the hell? Who is calling somebody? Y'all rude.
I'm not calling a motherfucker.
I'm not calling nobody either.
Oh, I know what happened. They had another caller was online. She just was sitting there jacking off or something. I just left with her. She ain't never said nothing. She didn't want her to know this number.
But, yeah, I was like, I didn't grow up in a, you know, traditional home when I was living with my dad. Like, my dad has always had two women in a household. So he's always had his wife and then another, you know, a second wife.
Well, damn.
Basically. So I'm used to, like, just basically, like, it's not foreign to me because basically in my culture, in his culture, I should say, because I don't really, his culture, he, as long as you can take care of them, you can have them. So, yeah, we grew up with two women, and he still has two women living there. So I'm kind of used to
That's every man's dream, like for real.
Hey, y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all a secret, and y'all gotta promise not to tell nobody.
Okay, I won't tell nobody.
I guess I'm Alpha and Omega Junior because I have the same thing.
You got what you said?
I said I guess I'm Alpha and Omega Junior because I have the same thing.
Oh wow! See. Dang, you may be my brother. Lord,
but only thing I don't have no kids though. My you know, my whole harem. None of the women in my harem has kids.
So Coco, I see where you get it from.
Oh, where do I get it from? Wait, pause.
So that's where you get it from. Okay.
Where do I get what from? Hold on, explain it. I need some clarification on some things.
So you got a nigga and you got a bitch.
Oh Lord.
Ooh, I like this nigga. Yeah, I knew this nigga wasn't no full blooded dyke. I knew it. Hold on,
Ella, I have not been with a man in 5 years.
So you've been
Yeah, it's been 5 years. Yeah, it wasn't. Look, I was straight out. I just was kind of in the closet. I didn't know how to deal with it, honestly, because I haven't been with a lot of men. I've only been with two men where they were allowed to penetrate. So, basically, just like...
Wait a minute, what this motherfucker just said? It wasn't allowed to penetrate.
I've only been with two men that I've allowed to penetrate me.
Oh, okay. Well,
so, like, if you... It's like four men total, but only the other two only ate my pussy.
Oh,
so
well,
I've always, so I've always just, like, you know, been very selective of who I choose, you know, regarding men-wise. And then when I finally was like, yo, fuck it, I just really like women, and I got turned out by this badass bitch, and it just was, well, I was just, like, stuck in pussy for that long. But I finally kind of, you know, started becoming attracted to this one guy, and that's, you know, my boo, bam. Whew! I just now have not been with him sexually yet, so that's...
But you plan on it, right?
She dreams about it. She fantasizes about it.
You're so silly.
but you plan on it, right?
Oh Lord, Allison, yes. And then I have my girl boo. Lord, help me, please, Jesus. So
and you plan on being with her sexually too, right?
Yes.
So
I got an idea for you.
What's the idea?
You want to get that nigga fucking at the same time with everybody, all y'all at one time.
Wait, what?
You, him, and your girl, because now what you didn't done, from what I'm understanding, you are the motherfucking alpha out the group. Because he's your bitch, and she's your bitch. So if I was you, I'll fuck them both.
Oh, Lord. God,
at the same time.
Well, I mean...
I'm going to tell you why.
She can do us both, but just not at the same time.
I'm going to tell you why. You're going to feel powerful afterward, Lotus. You're going to feel like you could run the world. Try it, baby. Powerful.
I'll probably put my cape on. Let me stop.
What?
I said I'll probably put my cape on and throw the S on my chest.
Yeah.
Look at him thinking about it, yo. Hell on me.
No, I got one of the people I was telling you about bugging me about rolling the goddamn blunt, huh? God damn it, girl. But anyway, you want to say hi to my radio? Want to say hi? Come on, say hi. She want to say hi. Say hi. Say hello. Say hello.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
So who's still on the phone with me?
Well, you got me and Allison. I don't know. You got the board over on that side.
All right, we got a new caller, 901.
901? Don't be shit scared to talk to us.
No, I just said I called back and take care of it. It's Anthony. It's all good.
Hey, now, ask Anthony what y'all asked me. And he the police. Let's see what the police say. Officer,
have you ever had a threesome, Mr. Officer?
Yeah.
How was that experience?
Just one. it freaked me out at first.
Wow,
I knew the female, and she bought a friend. But there was other people there, so they left. And then this chick come out the shower with a towel on. And I'm like, oh, man, that's what's going to happen. And I was sitting up against the wall in the chair. They started doing their thing. And this was the next thing that she said. She said, hey, come here. And I turned around like, who, me? And I was the only person there. So it was just one of them things. I just get ready when you get comfortable. When I got comfortable, it was just did what I did, and that was it. Yeah,
that nigga locked up on the threesome. He ain't got no game. That nigga locked up on the threesome. That don't count.
Oh, hold on. She asked a simple question. She asked a simple question. Have I had one? The answer is yes. Well,
yeah, yeah, hey, cool. I can't knock you on that, my nigga. So welcome to the real man group. Even though you work for
have I tried
time,
again? You know what I'm saying? It's cool. It's one of the things that happened. So.
Dang, we some freaks on this phone. We ain't got no freaks on virgin.
Real talk, though, real talk. I'm going to be honest with you. The older I get, the more one person is seeming to be better.
Well, see, I like it with one person because I hone in. Like, I literally give my all. So when you have to divide that attention, it really is tiring. Like, it's not the easiest thing to do. Not saying it's not doable, but it's just like like giving my all to that one individual. Like, I want to suck the soul out of you. If I can do that, I'm going to try.
My baby said she wants to suck the soul out of you. Oh, my girl.
Like,
oh,
I'm
say the soul. Oh, my God.
Like, I'm going to touch areas. You're so silly. I'm going to touch areas that have never been touched. I'm going to do things that have never been. Like, I'm going to take all your senses away besides touch.
Who is that
and
talking?
Feel. And, huh?
Who
besides
is that
feeling.
Talking?
Like, this is Coco Lotus.
Every time you say something, I'm going to like that joint. Just from the comfort of life. I bust my head.
Like, I want to blindfold you. I want to take away your sense of seeing. I want to take your sense of being able to touch me back just so I can take you there.
I'm going to
take you all the way. Like, I'm going to, it's good. Like, if you're not crying or you're not close to tears or your toes are not curling, something's not being done right in my point of view.
I'm scared, y'all. Just let y'all know I'm scared.
Oh, boy.
If I can't feel the, because you know how when a woman is about to come or she's about to orgasm, like you feel those little twerks in her body, she starts twitching.
Right.
If I don't feel every inch of that crawling up, like I'm not doing my job. For a man, I can feel. I pay attention to detail. I'm very detail oriented. So I notice everything. Just like your breathing patterns, they change when you're about to climax. All that changes. You tense up. Your legs start to tense. I feel all of that. If I can feel it, I'm going to hone in on that, and I'm going to keep going.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Why is a motherfucker over here? Ain't a motherfucker saying nothing. I'm over this motherfucker. I'm trying to type shit, and I'm just like, oh, wow.
Like,
this motherfucker,
right. As a woman is sucking dick, like, and this is just me. I'm just a real open individual. It's nothing. Like, I really am just a true freak. But
baby, ain't nobody stopping you. Freak out.
No. It's basically, you know, you're
a
lot
crazy.
And even it's just the sucking dick. Like, people just think it's just about the sucking. No, it's about how you hold it. It's about how you look at that person while you're sucking it. It's about everything. It's about your body language. Like, if your back is arched a certain way, it's going to turn that motherfucker on even more. Like,
yes,
you have to, like, just
eat
how you position your body. Y'all, I can't.
I mean, I know how to suck a dick. That's one thing I do know how to do.
even when I'm with a woman, even just the way you're eating her pussy and your body is turning her on, like if you can arch your back to the point where she can see your ass just, and you jiggling like while you're eating, like it's all about a look. It's all about that mental turning into the physical. So if my back while I'm sucking your dick, like, you're going to be looking at my ass like, damn, I want to get in that, but she got her mouth on this, so I don't want to move from here either. So it's like your mind is going all these different ways. Just looking at tips, knowing what it's about to go down. Like, to me, it's like sloppy, keep it wet, keep it fun. Like, if it works some hands, y'all want to use this no-hand bullshit, use your motherfucking hands. Bitches, use your hands. Get it sloppy. Use your tongue, your mouth, your hands. Use everything you can motherfucking have.
I can wait for this person to rap over here in 5 minutes. It's going down.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm thinking about going to give me a towel.
Like I said, it's just it's really just about everything. Like, it's just about everything. And a lot of,
wow.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And this other one come out the blue with it. Yeah, because I know how to fuck a dick.
Oh, hell yeah. That's one thing I do know how to do. I enjoy sucking dick. I mean.
Oh, my God. And she Allison with the pretty, pretty titties.
Oh.
I'm going in the other direction.
So, what's you guys' favorite position?
You want to smoke like me.
Who is that with all that commotion in the background?
It's like they playing with them, so they serious.
Man, y'all chill out. That's me typing. She said she'd love to fuck a dick. Call her show right now. It's gone down. That was me.
Ella, what's your favorite position? What's one of your favorite positions that just turn you on?
You really want to know the truth?
I want to know.
I like to put a bitch in the motherfucking African gorilla dunk.
What is that?
My dog knows what I'm talking about. Ed knows what I'm talking about. It's called a monkey fuck. It's called a gorilla drop. Most girls can't handle that. They say, And see, I got an advantage. Because when they say, oh, here, big nigga, he ain't got no dick. I say, bitch, I'm from New Orleans. You got me fucked up. So listen.
You from New Orleans,
Ella? Yeah, Night Wall, baby, all day long.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about. So you know I'm nasty and cruddy. I don't give a fuck. Love me, buddy. But
yes.
So listen. So let me explain it, how you do it. See, it's better on the floor because the bitch can't run when she's on the floor, but the more like a run. See, that bed get that bounce. Because, you know, the little big nigga need that bounce so they could get some kinetic energy going. But, you know, when you're working with a little fuck, it don't matter what your ass, she gonna feel that bitch. So you put her ass on that motherfucking floor, you get your motherfucking corner, and you get like two good pillows. And see, I'm a tall nigga. You understand what I'm saying? But I can get on my tippy toes from a long way. And then you put them legs all the way back on that motherfucking wall, man. And then you grip your motherfucking toes. I like to fuck with my boots on, my Nike boots. Andrew Waters, all the ones. The polo socks and the Nike boots are the best equipment to fuck with. And then you put her ass in that corner. You put the motherfucking
crazy,
put that feet up on that wall. And then you know what you do. You do the fat bar push-up. Man, you hit her ass about 150 times with that motherfucker. That bitch going to call you Jesus, God, and Zeus. You're going to get the check. You're going to get the car keys. You're going to get the rent. You're going to be the motherfucking man. And I said it. The gorilla fuck a bitch. You get everything
you
got.
Oh, my God. Anthony, what's your favorite position?
Well, hell, I can't even compete with that. Let me make up some. Now, let me get mine as a man. Actually, mine, I don't even know what you call it. I just know what it do. I just know
what
you on
do?
Your
what
side.
What it do?
No, you on your side. I sit on the bottom leg, and the top leg is like a remote control. It can go from one side to the other one. So you straight in there. You sitting on bottom leg, sideways, riding it. You right in there. She can't do nothing but stay there because she can't move because you're sitting on that bottom leg. The other leg is up. It can go to your left, to your right, like an antenna. Just dying. You all in there. And it's
all
good for me and it's good for you.
Okay, so, and then Allison, what's your favorite position?
I like to be bent over. I like it from the back.
Oh,
Allison, you could do gorilla fuck that way too. That's called a motherfucking gorilla in a tree. That's called a gorilla in a tree. That's easy.
All right, well, I'll go from both sexes. With a female, I like her tied up, I like her blindfolded. I'll remove my strap from me and I'll actually use my hand with it and eat her pussy at the same time. And if she allow me, one finger in the ass and work all three at the same damn time.
Oh, my God.
That's called my triple play.
Oh, my God. And you wonder why the niggas are losing. And you wonder why the niggas are losing.
I can't compete with her shit like that, man.
She said she takes off the strap.
Once she takes off the strap, man, we ain't got no competition. We
But you can use, I have something called Bubbles. It's not as big as a strap, but it has the same, it's a liquid-filled dildo. You can use that on her, and it's not shaped like a dick, so you're not going to be disgusting or anything. So you can use that on her and still eat the pussy and do what you do. Like, you got to get creative. But, yes, that is my favorite thing to do with the female. It's called Coco's Triple Play. Now, as far as a man, let me think back a little bit. I'm very flexible, so I do have this thing where I kind of like I swung from a neck while he's and twisted my body to his front, like my it's weird. Okay, hold on. Basically, I was on his back, and I used my I dropped down from my like I had my legs tied around his.
How long
did
this nigga dick wall?
Huh?
on,
no, hold on. Just hold on. Yeah, hold on for a minute. We were playing around, so it kind of started like this. So I was on his back. I had my legs wrapped around his waist, and I dropped my head down, and I swung myself around to the front of his body and climbed up on me using my legs.
Right there. Stop. That's enough. We don't even want to hit a ref. Stop. Just stop. But right there. Thank you. Oh, Lord. Look
man, at that, nigga, that nigga must have been from Australia. That nigga had to be from Australia.
No.
This,
that
nigga, man,
that's
blood
from this country. It's past me the world. It's past me. I got to get up early in the morning.
This nigga going jack off. That nigga is going jack off. Talking about he's trying to get up. His dick probably hard as a motherfucking light pole right now.
Oh,
he didn't let me finish my favorite.
He says stop, babe.
Stop. He really says stop like twice. Like, no, stop.
Yeah,
stop.
This nigga said she fucked him while she was laying on his back. What kind of dick this nigga had?
Right.
No, he was standing up. That's what I was trying to tell you. He was standing up. So I was on his back.
Ella's talking about I gave her the wrong number. It's 347. Can somebody repeat the number to the show?
347-934-0012.
I keep posting it on the goddamn thing.
Yeah, I just posted it again in the Cali Alley. I hope I put the right number.
Hey, hey man, you about to go say, brother, look, man, I fuck with you a lot, but on the real, after talking to you, dog, you're a real nigga. You're still a police, so if you go down, I will whip your ass. But other than that, say, bro, hey, man, be safe out there, my nigga. All jokes aside, be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? I know all y'all faggots, blue man motherfuckers, all y'all ain't gay. And you all right, my nigga. Say, bro, be safe, man. And don't get shot.
Yeah, careful, man. 100. You know what I'm saying? I'm just 100. And at the end of the day, that's it. People gonna say what they want to say. Everybody don't like everybody. I know police ain't liked a lot, but you know what I'm saying? I do the right thing. But at the end of the day, I'm cool with that. But I know I ain't seen no fool to post. Y'all ain't finna see me in my uniform on Facebook. Never, ever, ever.
Oh, wait a minute. You're a police officer?
For real? Yeah. Man, this nigga is a police. 911.
Oh shit!
You might know Allison. You might know Allison.
Oh, that's what that is. Oh, okay.
I don't fuck with the popo. Okay, I'm sorry, officer. I won't post my titties somewhere. Please don't tell them.
Hey, like Tupac said, I ain't mad that you do what you do. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, do what you do.
Man, you be safe about that, young
brother. Where is you from? Where are you from? Like where you patrol? Like where?
Right now I'm in Memphis, now Tennessee, first 48.
Oh, okay, I'm all the way in Cali, so I'm gonna do what I do.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
I love California.
Nah, I do. Nah. Anybody here from California now? What part of California you in?
I'm in Sacramento.
Oh, okay. No, I went to San Diego in 2000. I went to San Diego in 2005, and we got jumped on by these dudes. I'll never forget, that was the last day of my birthday we can these dudes jumped on us. And when I was watching Gangland, I seen that same gang on TV, and one of the niggas who we was fighting was on TV. I was like, ain't that something? The Linkin Park blood.
Ain't that a
good crazy.
I was in that motherfucker San Diego for 7 months. I found Jesus in San Diego. That's a whole nother story. But I was there for 7 months. And see, bro, you need to get in a new career because you're too cool to be a cop. Buddy, that's your choice. Hey, man, right. You be cool out there. You be safe, young brother. Hey, we got a new caller, 203, Connecticut. Where you at, baby? Connecticut, talk to us, 203. Oh, well. New caller, 650.
My number is 650. Hey.
650, hey.
Hey, Ella.
Hey, boo.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. What you guys call it?
Come on, turn here, man. I got to hear the show coming.
This is Dominique. I'm so fly for you guys.
Hey, Dominique.
Hey.
You're on the phone with the lovely host, Loaded. You're also on the phone with the lovely co-host for the night, Allison, the beautiful breasted one. And you're on the phone with LR. The man.
Oh, LR.
LR.
Finally, you can say hello, LR.
Hello.
You're so funny. You be having me hella weak.
Doesn't
oh,
he?
My God. He is a comedian. He be
you're
having
Ella,
me.
Don't think you're coming over here and you ain't getting grilled. Hold up.
What?
She needs to answer
first.
All the questions. I know,
yeah.
Boo, I gave you the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I'm just right. now tuning in. Okay.
So let's catch you up.
Okay.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
What?
What?
Yeah, don't sound
I know, but
now.
You know, I'm really stingy with mine, and I don't know, like, how I could, like, get down, like, in that atmosphere. I mean, obviously, I've had plenty of offers, but, no, I'm like, ooh, if I'm, like, into somebody, like, ooh, I don't know. Maybe I kind of want to save that. Maybe, I don't know. I just don't know. You know what I mean?
650, can you do us a favor? 650, can you do us a favor?
Yeah.
Can you do two favors? For one, can you tell us where you're calling from? Where you at?
Oh, Sacramento, California.
Sac-town. We got two Sac-towns in the building.
Yes, we are
in
this motherfucker.
All right, and my second question, can you post us a picture and put a dot on it so all the fans could see this motherfucker who told me, hello, LR.
You're so funny. Yes, I can do
okay.
that.
Okay, well, like Jodeci, we'll be waiting. Now finish your conversation, ladies.
Okay. So you never had a threesome. Damn, that just kind of surprised me, I
oh,
guess.
Don't
huh?
judge me.
I'm not judging you. I said it surprised me.
I'm joking.
Can I be
I'm
surprised?
Just joking.
Can I be surprised?
No. Oh, yeah, no, I know. I know it's like a little surprise. Yeah,
yeah.
But no, I have
Cause
not.
Because I was expecting the story, so I got to
no,
go right
I
to
mean,
the next question.
Yeah, next question.
What's
ask her about. Ask her how she feels about the transgender. Okay, I think that she is like hella cute. I mean, damn, she's killing like a lot of chicks on that wall. And I think the only, you know, I had made a comment that I had said any guy that liked this and didn't unlike it once they found out, you know, who she was, like I'm gonna be deleting them as friends. And I said it like this: I have nothing against. I mean, I love all people, all races, all genders, transgender, whatever you do, do it. High five. My whole thing is, like, that page, I add a lot of people into groups and stuff, and so I don't know, you know, like, I don't know how that would be perceived if I'm adding, like, I don't know. And then, like, you're not telling me you're bisexual, and, I mean, I need to know things like that. I mean, I'm not going to judge you, but then it automatically lets me know, like, what you about, and then I'm like, oh, okay, like, I think that... I don't know. I just, that's the only problem I have with that. But as far as her, no, shit, do your thing. I mean, high five, shit. She make it money. What? How can anybody knock her? You know what I'm saying? That's how
well,
I about that.
Well, I'm waiting on your goddamn pictures, girl.
No, but you have to, I know, but you have to understand that I'm on my phone, and so I'm trying to get into my little Wi-Fi for my little
okay.
tablet thing, and.
Okay, okay, well, look, we're going to assist your pretty ass. This is what we're going to do. We're going to let caller 203 tell us what we feel, what she feel, while you do your thing. How that sound?
Okay, yeah, put me on mute. Well, I'm going to call right back in. I'll do that.
And she tells me what to do on my show. Ain't that a bitch?
They gangsta with it tonight. They gangsta with it. First, Allison, 203, and you out.
203, how you doing? and she left the motherfucking building. Ain't that about a bitch?
203.
She gone, baby. She's
oh,
off.
Oh, dang. She was scared. You scared her. You can't be yelling at them. 203. You scream at them and shit.
I'm sorry. Well, from now on, you do all that. Look, this is what I'm going to say. 203. How that sound?
I don't know. I got to hear it when someone come on because you was all abrasive and shit. Like, hold up, motherfucker. Hold up. Like, you swear you was Mr. Officer.
Where the fuck you go? Putting me out there on blast like that. Girl, when they was playing cops and robbers and they ran out of robber spot, I played fucking witness.
No. Mm-mm. I can't roll with you then. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. Shoot.
So what's on y'all mind tonight, man? What's on y'all mind? What's on your mind, Allison? How's the weather where y'all at? How y'all weather over there? Everybody give us a weather report. Where you at?
It's nice out. It's been nice out here in Virginia. I'm in Virginia right now. It's been pretty out here.
Well, in the midst of 10, it's like, right now it's probably like 50 degrees, cool, clear skies, no overcast.
It's good fucking weather. That's good fucking weather, actually.
That's what's up. And I'm waiting on this little honey to come off so I don't
have
to see. I appreciate y'all story.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, we have a new caller. Boss lady, we have a new caller. 510, okay?
All right. 510.
What's going on, y'all? What y'all up to?
How you doing? Who's calling?
It's Daquan.
Hey, Daquan. How you doing? It's Lotus, a.k.a. Coco.
Oh.
Hey,
y'all
Daquan.
Up to no good tonight, huh?
Hi, Daquan. How you doing?
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Allison. I just wanted to
call. Okay. So we got a whole lot of beauty. There's too many pretty girls. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Got some questions for you. You ready to answer?
Oh, shit. You didn't say this was the hot seat.
It ain't the hot seat. We just want to talk.
No,
we just have a conversation.
You ain't the only one, fam. We all went through it.
Yeah, you and I went through it. You just missed it.
Sorry, I ain't got nothing to hide. Go on.
Okay. Well, first thing, we want to go with the topic. How do you feel about the transgenders? Do you agree with it? Do you not agree with it? Why or why not? Let us know how you feel.
I don't fuck around with that. That topic right there is like domestic violence topic.
Okay, so I got to take that back. He gave the safest answer ever. He didn't get
ever.
Yeah, you say twice.
To each his own, though. You know, some people might like to roll with that. That's on them. But I'm quite sure y'all see. I don't even participate in the fuckery. So
you ain't with it.
Nah, y'all don't be seeing me participate in that shit.
You call it the fuckery.
Yeah, that's the fuckery.
LR, that's what we call it in the Cali Alley. I don't think he's in Planet O'Shea.
Oh, I got one question. How many of y'all from the Cali Alley?
We all are.
Shit, this about everybody.
Somebody asked me that one time, not mistaken. I was like, man, you're going to go in there, just put your picture up, and everybody can go with you. And the folks had to feel down like, this ain't mean for me. I'll let y'all later. I ain't even say no comments. Like, I just left. I just left the whole group. I ain't take my picture off and gone. And just like, forget it. I ain't even no default no more. I'm out. I'm done. That's what's up. I ain't going to need fun. I was out, like, pion gone, no problem.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, she was like, go in there and put your picture up. They're going to be cool with you. I'm like, all right, that's what's up. Like, hey, I'm going
to
do what's up, y'all. And focus. He's the first person said someone was a female. I'm like, oh, my
yep,
God. Yeah,
because they would get you. You know, they probably would have
asked them. Do you remember who added you to the Cali Alley?
I don't even remember. It's been a while.
I wonder if
it
was me. I'm good for adding people and then telling them to come post a picture.
Yeah, come post a picture. Introduce yourself.
I'm trying to think. I think
it was somebody when I was in PCA, somebody from there added me. And I don't know if it was Kaya or one of the other girls. It was one of the girls. I'm like, go ahead. They be tripping over there. Like, then you could, they cool, add the pitch and just say, hey, I'm new. I'm such and such. What's going on? Then everybody cool. And then I was like, oh, okay. They added me. I looked up. I was already added. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you say this. I'm like, I hear y'all was up through that picture. And then the phone just going off. Like, who's like, what? Like, you know what? I'm leaving. I ain't even say don't talk about my picture or try to roast nobody back. I just left. The picture's probably still up. Like, it was just my picture. I wasn't even, like, he ain't saying nothing because I was gone. Like, man, I ain't even doing it.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Where's Ella? Did she leave?
No, no. Said what?
Daquan. So, Daquan,
is Ella still here?
She hung up and she said she was going to call back.
All right. Listen to me, fam. We got 443. 443.
That's Maryland. 443. What's up? 443.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? What kind of show is this?
Who's this, Will? Hey, Will.
That sound like Red Hoodie up in there. Hey, Bo.
That's me.
Hey, Bo.
How y'all doing?
Good and stuff.
There's a new show going on?
Yeah.
This is the Planet O'Shea.
It's Planet O'Shea's show.
And they always got something going on. Damn.
Did you post the video, Red Hoodie?
No, I ain't posted a video yet.
Don't be ignoring me. You just got to hit share from your page. I can't take it from your page for some reason.
Oh, you trying to get the one off my page.
I couldn't take it off your page for some reason.
I don't know why. Anybody else going on my page, taking all kinds of videos off there.
Maybe I got to just do it for my laptop then.
So, Will, you have to answer the questions of the topics that we're talking about.
Who is texting on the phone?
So, how do you feel about the transgender situation?
The transgenders,
like, how do you feel? Like, do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? Why or why not?
Well, if you want to get that sex change.
Yeah, people, anybody, male or female, not just a person who just
now, look, a long time ago, that should have been unheard of. You probably get killed for even missing it. Now these days, people don't even care. People don't care if you get a dick or a pussy. They don't care what you put on that body. And you know what? Niggas will fuck it, and women will suck it. Plain and simple. No matter what's on your body. It's new world order now. Everything goes.
Okay.
Who
always knows how to shut me up? Like, my mouth is, like, open over here. I'm just like.
Okay, LR, I'm going to tell you, you might be getting a hella call, so you might not want to cue every caller in because I'm.
Yeah, I know.
Up in the post, like.
What's up, LR?
What up, baby? What's up, man? Where you calling from, bro?
I'm calling from Texas. This your nephew, baby.
Overriding
myself, baby. What it do?
You see how loud he gets? He don't know how to act.
Hey, man, I'm country and I'm delivering you loud. Fuck that. Listen.
What's up, baby?
I want you to ask the beautiful Lourdes how she likes to get fucked.
What?
Ask the beautiful Lourdes how she likes to get fucked. Tell him how you like to get fucked, baby.
With a man or a woman?
With a man.
With a man.
All right.
Hopefully she can finish it this time. Anthony's not here to cut her off.
My favorite little position, my little move is, like I said, I start from the back. I'll be on his back, my legs tied around. I'll drop my lower half of my body and swing to the front. Climb up to his shoulders using my legs and get my pussy ate. Climb back up, crawl over, and then, you know, I end up on top of him. I'm real flexible. Like I said, I'm real flexible. So things that you may not normally used to, I usually can do in the bedroom. I do like putting both legs behind my head. I do like that position as well.
Tell him where you're calling from, baby. Tell him where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Texas.
Yeah, what part of Texas?
I'm calling from the water. It's called Freeport, Texas. It's called the water.
It's called the water. Where you at over there?
In DuPont?
You over there in DuPont?
I'm over here in Dow.
You know, God getting that paper. Let me tell you something, Aiden. Let me tell you something. That nigga there, and by far there, them niggas, is the 40 of the greatest niggas I ever met. Them niggas y'all should be giving y'all pussy to. Them the niggas y'all should be giving y'all pussy to. Them boys get paid, them boys work hard, and, hey, oh, I got to let you go right now, baby. We got new callers. I love you, man. I get with you. You hear me?
Do that. Just hit me up, baby. Love you, nephew.
I love you, too, baby. One. All right, ladies, we have to come to a station break. We do this every night. It's like 2 minutes. I'm just only going to leave a few people on. That's me, you, and Alex. Alex, what number are you? What's your area code? 916?
I'm
916-509. All right. So who all we got on here now? Everybody say who we got.
50.
Somebody said
50.
Yeah,
901, 50
police.
50. Oh, yeah, I know your police ass is still in. I mean, he going to sleep.
Oh, Anthony's still here?
Yeah, that nigga probably detected.
Yeah, I heard
you
talking enough. She going to say, well, Anthony, I heard you, yeah. Police used to be undercover like that. We do, we sit back and we live.
Out of line.
No, it's all good.
All right, well.
Where is Lotus at? Is she here?
I'm here.
Yeah, she's here. She's playing with us, though. All right. We go off a station break in 10 seconds, starting now. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. And you're live, Lotus. Tell the world what you feel, baby.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know I was a part of this, okay? What do I feel right now? I'm horny in the motherfucker, honestly, right now. This show got all this sex talk, got, you know, Jezzy all ready to do some things.
Right.
Shit, I'm just, you know, what do I feel like today? I feel like a nut. Like, I feel like busting one, making someone else come over and over and over. I feel like being a soul catcher. Is that enough to explain it?
Oh my God. I'm just saying, because
once I touch you, it's over and done with. You ain't got ready for me.
She's sending subliminal messages right now, y'all.
I know this, and I'm listening to all of them. Oh my God. Oh my God.
She ain't right. After this show, she's going to get it.
You know, I don't believe in towels. I just believe in just licking it dry. I'm one of those. Show you right. Like, fuck a towel. We got this. I'm the cleanup girl.
LR, what you typing? Because I hear you typing. Hello, how you fucking a cleaner right now. You fucking it up.
Man, what I'm doing is, babe, I got 3 jobs I got to do. I got to make sure. Man, y'all know what I'm doing over here. Y'all just keep up the nasty talk. I got this.
I like to be the cleanup crew. I don't like anything going to waste.
That's what's up.
You know, that's like that. That to me is a sin. You don't waste.
He said, "Hold on." Did y'all hear what that girl just said? She don't like nothing. No. Listen to the words, and I'm gonna say it real slow. Houston, I'm talking about. You know, with chopping screw. She said, "I leave nothing to waste." You get the nut to waste. Oh,
okay,
my God.
Nay Peasy is in Q. She's a 510.
Okay, Nay Q is in Q.
Mariah and, Lattimore, Nay Peasy.
Yeah, she's beautiful, too. That's another guest.
Mariah.
510 area code.
She's in. She queued in. She's already in.
Been. Oh, yeah, she's been on. She didn't say anything, though. She has been on because I heard him say 510. We were like, 510.
Hello.
Hey,
okay, there
Mariah.
She
goes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. Hello.
She can't hear us.
Yeah, she can hear us. She killed me.
I can hear you guys. I just don't know if you can hear me.
We hear you. Girl, stop saying hello. We hear you.
Okay, I was just like, I was going to say hello about another 2 times. What's going on?
How you doing, Nay?
So good. So I got Coco's on
y'all.
The line. And it sounds like Kat is on the line. Who else?
No,
Kat's
Coco.
Not here. This is
Allison.
No? Okay, well, she got a satellite. Go ahead.
Oh, oh. This is Allison, not Kat.
No, someone else is on the line, or is it just
this
you
is Coco.
Two? Oh, so it's just you, the them. Okay.
We got a 650 in Q2. I just got another text.
That might be Ella.
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, hold on. We got 2 minutes each.
Well, Miss Mariah, what's your favorite position?
Text 650 and tell him to hold on.
Okay.
Mm. Let me see. So there's a few. I'll start with the first one.
Hold on. Wait
from
up,
the
wait
back
up,
of Doggy Style, right? And he's like, using my shoulders for leverage to where, like, I can't move. That's, like, one of them.
We breaking
what
all
else?
Rules. Wait, stop. Hold on. We breaking all the rules. Hold on. Before you get into describing shit, sister, you got to tell us two things. Where your picture at and where you calling from, because everybody wants
you know
to
what
know
is
something.
Different. I forget that, like, the Cali Alley, everyone from Cali.
Well, we're not one group.
Yeah, we already know where most of these people from.
You know what I'm saying? But we're
right,
like
from Planet O'Shea. We're Planet O'Shea, where
right,
you from?
Right.
All right, well, can you post a picture for us before you get back into your sexual preferences?
Yeah, you're going to make me go all the way back up to get...
Okay, LR, where do you want her to post it at? In Cali Alley?
Planet O'Shea. No, put it
Planet
in Planet O'Shea.
Okay, LR, you tagged her, so you know who she is. I seen you made a post to her. You told her to call in the Cali Alley.
Yeah,
I had
okay.
I have a picture up right now. Well, the one from earlier. I've just bumped...
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, get this one.
He just want to see who's talking.
He got a visual.
He's trying to get a visual.
Yeah.
Man or visual creature.
I'm a nigga, man. How many times I'm going to tell y'all that? I am a nigga, man.
Like, the first time I called it, he was like, go post a picture, please, before you start talking. Then I posted a picture. He was like, okay.
But see, that's the way Kat likes to do it. That's the way she likes to do it. She likes to be done that way. That's our way.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay, well, come on, Lattimore, Minister Lattimore, was giving me sermons last night. Tell us about your freaky show.
I'm not freaky. I'm a good girl. Sorry.
You're a motherfucking liar.
I'm Mariah.
You are a motherfucking liar, girl.
Okay, so I already told you my favorite position, right? I don't know. Sometimes I like to be in control. I would just, like, make him sit there. And, like, switch a good 6 positions in, like, 15 minutes. And then, like, have him get up, you know, let him do what he do. And then, I don't know, I like to be in control. He has to be submissive. Shoot. I don't know what else.
This motherfucker's a dominatrix. First one of the night, dominatrix.
Not like that. I mean, I don't use whips and crap like that. And I don't use
not
food
yet.
Because that's another
oh,
thing.
Oh, boy.
I don't
but
use
you know what?
Food.
Like, you should use some toys. Toys are great. Y'all don't have
oh,
any
no,
toys?
Oh, no, I use toys. Yeah,
what kind
toys,
of toys you got, Mariah?
Vibrators.
No, I mean, like, I have a swing set. I have my own pole set.
I have
set.
A bullet.
Not toys.
And then, like, I have just, like, little knocker balls. I don't even
oh, those are great, too.
But when I went out to Vegas, I was having a field day inside of their little store. But I don't like do like the whips or stuff in the food because mainly because the food like irritates me. It's like crazy. Like I'm not hungry, but you're gonna make me hungry. You know. So I gotta keep that separate. But I don't know. We use toys, vibrators. I like the vibrating rings. There's this one toy that I brought. Like you're supposed to hold it in your mouth. I wish I knew the name of it right now while you give him head. And I don't know if anybody, like, swallows or anything, but it's going to make them bust in, like, a good 5 minutes.
Do you?
I like that one. Crazy.
I'm looking for a picture.
Y'all making me talk nasty.
Hold on, 510. We got a new call at 240. She's been waiting for a minute. Hold on one second.
I'm going to need a snack.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi, Nickleberry.
That, oh, she would call my whole motherfucking, that has to be motherfucking,
is
that Mary Jane? Yes, I know, that's Mary Jane motherfucking ass smoking a blunt.
Yeah, it was Mary Jane. Hi, y'all, I'm late to the show, I just got off work. What the fuck are we talking about? All I heard was something about.
You got your blunt? You got your blunt,
yeah, Mary? I'm rolling the blunt right now, and then I'm wrapping my hair, and then I'm about to sit back, relax.
Well, hold on. Let's do this cat way. First off, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from. I live in Baltimore. No, I'm not from here, but I live here, Maryland.
Okay, and you're gonna need to post a picture in Planet O'Shea.
Well, you gotta add me to Planet O'Shea. I'm not in there. I don't think.
Okay. Well, can one of y'all add her to Planet O'Shea?
I'll add her right now.
Okay. Thank you. So we can get this on and crack-a-lackin'. So he can stop cutting my peoples off.
Well, I'll probably post it after I hang up off of here because I'm on my phone and I really don't feel like going to get my laptop. Like, that's a lot of shit to be doing. But I'll post it before I go to sleep.
Oh, my God.
What's her name? Mary Jane?
Mary Jane.
Marilyn Jane. Mrs.
It's Mary Jane.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck it is. Mrs. Marilyn Jane, Mary Jane, some shit.
Loaded.
I'm here, I'm sorry. Well, I just want to know, like, let us know, you know. First of all, let's just go with the topic question. How do you feel about transgenders? Do you agree, disagree?
Okay, in the area that I live in Baltimore.
Yes, we know.
On my street, I put it out, in my direct neighborhood of Charles Village, there is nothing but transsexual. They trick over here. This is their tricky ground. This is where they make their money at. I personally don't like living up. I mean, I really don't give a fuck, but they be looking at me crazy because even though they want to be a woman, for some reason, trainees always feel like females are going to feel some type of way, so they automatically look at us some type of way. The reason I know this because my brother's gay, and I ask him all these questions, and I ask some trainees, like, why the fuck do the trainees, when I'm walking down the street, they whole conversation stop and they'll meme mug the shit out of me. So they don't like females. This shit makes me uncomfortable because you're a nigga who thinks you're a bitch, and I feel like you might try me like you're a female. And I'm not fighting no nigga who's like a bitch because you're still a nigga, and I don't fight niggas. I'm not about that life. I'm sorry. I mean, I'll fight a nigga if I got to. I know I'm going to lose, but I ain't no bitch, but I'm not going to sit there and just fight no nigga, no grown-ass man. I don't really care what they do. I feel like if you're a transgender, you should let them up. I ain't saying you got to put your business out there, but I think them trannies that won't tell a man that they're a tranny until they got their dick in their mouth, they fucked up. I don't like them type of motherfuckers. But if you comfortable in your own skin and, you know, you just a motherfucker looking for love or whatever it is, you ain't setting out to fuck over nobody, then do what you want to do. I don't even care. And the one bitch who they tripping over who make a pretty-ass girl, something star, I think she's silly. Maybe y'all like her picture. I really don't give a fuck. It ain't like I'm like about to fuck no nigga off the net. And it ain't like the nigga's going to necessarily meet her per se. But whatever. Like, I don't feel nothing against the transgender community. Just don't mean mug me because I got a pussy, bitch.
Okay.
Like, girl, I don't like that. Like, don't be mean mugging me just because I got what you want. Like, that's... I'd be the outsider up here. It's not like a whole bunch of bitches looking at the trainee or looking at the gay boy or a whole bunch of niggas looking at a trainee. It's a, I'm a female and y'all look like me and y'all staring at me like I did something wrong, like I'm on y'all turf, bitch. Like, I don't like it. And they be looking like some show-nuff females. Like I knew this one. No, fuck that. I knew one. It was around gay pride, and I'm bi. For those who don't know, I'm bi. So... it was around gay pride, and I just so happened to be walking up the street, minding my business, and I seen these two trainees. I make small talk, like, how y'all doing? I say, you going to pride? The dark-skinned one was like, what's pride? I'm like, gay pride. She's like, oh, no, I'm not going. The light-skinned one, the pretty one, who I kind of had to do a double take on, was like, oh, I'm not gay. So I just stopped and made this dumbass look, and I'm just looking at her like, you got a dick print, though. Like, and you out here tricking right now. Like, you were on the corner waiting for a John to pick you up. How are you not gay? Like, them the ones I don't fuck with. Don't be lying, saying you a female, you got a pussy. is just as whack. No, bitch, you're a nigga with a dick dressing like a bitch. And until you get that shit dug in into a pussy, you're still a nigga to me.
Oh, I think she took this personal.
Yeah. No, I'm not taking it personal. I'm just saying until they get the actual sex change operation.
No, I know. You just feel you're very passionate about this.
I'm passionate about it because I live in an area with them. And
I know. I used to hang
in Baltimore. Nobody ever asked me about it. And so now, I don't know. I guess I'm just saying something now.
She's
so.
Venting.
Woo. Okay.
And I do know Baltimore.
Lotus, we have 916.
Okay. Now you want to get quiet, LR? You
hey,
916. You want to soft talk?
Who is that?
I'm getting better at my job, that's all.
Okay. 916. What's the prefix, LR, the first three digits?
708.
916-708.
I'd be skeptical about giving about that much information. I just like that.
Well, you know what it is? It's so many 916s in Cali.
Yeah.
So if it's being pushed, it's hard to, you know.
Yeah. All right. See, thank you. Thank you, Lotus. You just made my job easy. Whenever it's marked, same area code, then I'm going to go to the school. All right. So you're smart and fucking sexy, motherfucker.
Pow. You know I got the triple threat, though. Don't fuck with it.
All right, we're about to punch back in 510. Do you?
So that's Mariah.
510. Okay, let's punch back in 916-509.
So how you gonna mute your other co-host?
Oh, that's my other co-host. Ain't that about a bitch? I'm sorry. I'm getting better at this. I'm sorry. I was trying to roll.
Give him a moment. He was a little lost for a minute. That's all.
Yeah, I was rolling me something.
Like, I was going to start talking, and that motherfucker said muted. I was like, oh.
But go ahead, baby. Your turn. You talking. Go ahead. You got the flow.
I'm done, but Ella said she was gone because we were taking too long.
She need to be patient.
Problem is, are you back? 510, are you back?
Nay, are you here, Nay?
Are you here, 510?
I swear Cali Alley people are headed in the motherfucker. Yo.
Okay, well, boss lady.
Okay, wait, I have a caller that's listening, but if he didn't hear me earlier, like I said, my favorite position is I like it from the back. So there you go.
She said she likes being bent over, to be exact.
Yes.
So bend over.
Lavender, you say you like to be bent over?
You got to be specific and shit.
Yeah, you got to be specific. Do you mean gorilla tree fuck bent over? Do you mean...
With some Nike boots and polo boots?
Yeah, with Nike boots, huh? Or do you like to be parachute bend over? Do you like to get a parachute?
No, for real, like on some real shit. Like this one nigga, he tried to fuck me, and I was just like confused because he kept his shoes on, and he said he used it for the grip. I was like, oh, okay.
A man.
I wonder if I could keep on some Timberlands. But I can't keep on some Timberlands.
No,
They, you know what? They keep them on because their feet probably stink.
Shut up.
That's what I think. I think they stink. And they just don't.
And who was that talking about feet stink?
Marilyn.
I can't find Marilyn, so somebody else is gonna have to add her. I don't think she's on my friends list.
Okay, fine. I'm in Facebook police. I'm in Facebook jail. They don't let me do nothing. I'm thirsty. I didn't friend request so many trend, I don't know. But anyway. Lotus, I wanna ask you a question, love.
Yes, back.
Okay. I want to really act well. It's unfair since you haven't been with a man, and I'm not gonna put your business out there. I'm gonna let you tell that. So I'm gonna move along to one of my favorite people, which all of y'all are my favorite. But Mrs. Lattimore, you know I got a thing for you. You know that one. You not listening?
I don't know what she's doing. Mariah tripping. She was there.
She there. But anyway, the reason I'm going to tell
you. A-A-A-Q-L-E-N. She's still here. She just texted me.
Okay.
650.
Yeah, I know she's in. Ella, you in?
I'm in. All right. She said Mary Jane had her cracking up. Oh my gosh, she having cracking up.
That ass serious too.
She's serious too. Your feet snake.
No, she's hella serious. Oh, cracking up. So Ella, have you ever?
That's a New York thing to keep your Tims on. Like, I know a lot of New York niggas do it. But at the same time, I know all the niggas in all the states of all the world. I know y'all are not keeping y'all boots on simply because, and I know you don't keep your boots on every time you fuck. So why would you keep your boots on just this one time, nigga? Your feet must stink. Your socks must stink.
She has really rationalized it. She's like, this is my science and I'm sticking to it.
Right, like that's that nigga
feet. I'm a try. Like when I'm hitting it from the back, I'm gonna see if I keep my boots on, would that gonna help with the grip? I don't really have an issue.
Like, well, I don't know who you're gonna keep your boots on with, because like, I'll be so turned off because it ain't gonna be me. I agree. I would be like, nigga, if you don't take that shit off.
But to me, that's like dudes when they fuck with socks, because they don't like to take their socks off, so that's why they probably don't have no grip.
Oh, that's different. Like, you keeping your whole...
No. I don't think you should keep your socks on. I think that's weird. I really think that's weird.
I don't think it's weird.
It makes me hot. Like, it makes me hot, and I'm not even with my socks on. Like, it makes me hot. No, oh, my God. Like, take these things off.
To me, because first of all, their feet might be dry, their toenails might be trimmed, and if we fucking and you scratch me with your toenails, I'm gonna be devastated. Oh my god!
But see, I'm really into like looking at guys like stuff like that. Like, so if a guy has, I have a problem with that. You should not rub and cut my goddamn leg. I should not feel a whole bunch of calluses. Like, that will drive me insane.
My dad always told me, like, when you deal with a guy, like, he was like, you can tell a nigga that takes care of himself. Like,
if you look
at
his feet
elbows.
And his hands.
Look at his feet, his hands. He was like, look at him. And my dad, when he was like, you should always have a stack of white towels. So a nigga ever comes to your house taking a shower, give that nigga a white-ass towel. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you
That's
need
brilliant.
To pay attention to that. He was like,
yo,
you don't want to fuck
you
no have
ever noticed, like, when you have guys, right, because they'll try to finger you, right? And I'm really, like, I have to really like you for you to let
you
finger
me. Say something about the nails.
But the nails be dirty. I'll be wondering, like, how do these fucking
yes.
women let these dirty
oh,
ass fingers?
So, with dirty nails.
So gross.
And you
yes.
don't go in there. Exactly. I'll be like, mm-mm. Let's go to Mingling.
What?
Yeah, no.
I got a fucked up story to tell about this nigga that I was digging, and, like, it's a fucking blower to the story. I just want to tell it. I think I wrote about it, posted about it somewhere a couple weeks ago, but whatever. So I have been talking to this dude for a couple months, and we was boning each other, whatever. This is the nigga that I was fucking now. So, and I only have sex with one person at a time. I'm not going to have a whole bunch of sexual partners because I need to pay attention to what the fuck's happening. So we deal with each other, whatever. He's cool. I like him. He's from New York. I don't know if I like New Yorkers because my family from New York, but whatever, they be cool as shit. So he's cool. The nigga dressed fresh as shit. All of his clothes are, like, extremely dumbass expensive. Like, nigga, why do all of your jeans cost over $200? I don't know. Why do half of them still have the tags on them? I don't know. The nigga takes care of himself. I see him take showers, and I think he's cute. Whatever. The nigga always smells good. So, months go by. He finally, you know, asked me one day if he could, like, see what the head is like. He asked me if he could see what the head is like. I say, fine, you know, whatever.
Ooh, beatboxing. So,
huh? I don't know. That shit's weird, though. Who dropping their phone everywhere?
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all this one more motherfucking time. I am over here doing my job. Now, you
okay,
just keep talking about the nigga.
Sorry, you sound like a beatboxing. Go ahead, Marilyn.
You keep talking about the nigga and his toes.
I'm going to talk about him. So, the nigga's cool. I like him. He asked me, could you see what the head was like? Give it a little kiss, whatever. I'll let you see what the tongue ring feel like real quick. I ain't going to, you know, do no fantastical job because you're not my nigga, but I'll let you try since you're who I'm fucking. So, now, this is the first time I ever gave him a dick check because, you know, I ain't never had a reason to. We have protected sex. I ain't never just examined this penis. So I'm doing a penis examination. And I noticed that he's uncircumcised, which is fine, but
ew.
That just means I need to... Look, I've had an ex who was uncircumcised, and it's like no big deal to me. So I'm doing my checking or whatever, and everything looks good, but now it's time for me to pull back this nigga's foreskin. Like, I need to see the fuck's happening under here. Oh, my motherfucking goodness. Do you know that I pulled the skin back? First of all, this nigga tried to jump back like he didn't want me to see, but I already took a glimpse. And
how
this
are you
had
supposed to suck his dick if you don't pull back the foreskin, though? That's crazy.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. I pulled it back because I was doing a check. I wasn't sucking shit until I looked at it thoroughly. And when I pulled back the skin, he jumped back like he didn't want me to see it or something. Like, oh, don't do that. But by that time, I seen the connection. I seen
what
the connection.
Like?
So now I'm sitting here. Wait. I'm sitting here with this disturbed ass face. First of all, nigga, pause. Why the fuck did you jump back like you got something to hide, but you want me to put your dick in my mouth? Second of all, nigga, why are you 30 years old and you're not pulling the skin back and cleaning your dick properly? And third, nigga, why did you want me to put that in my mouth and you didn't clean it up right? So at this point, I'm looking at him and I'm like livid. Like, I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me, nigga? I'm going home. Like, I'm done. And I haven't fucked with that nigga since then. But that was just like, there's no reason you should be 30 or over and you're not cleaning your uncircumcised penis or your regular circumcised penis.
I just want to let you know you fucked up. I was eating some animal crackers.
I'm so fucked up.
You fucked
up
the whole experience.
Hold on, ladies. Hold on, ladies.
Like
hold on, ladies. We have other
like,
callers. Hold on, ladies. We have other callers. Hold it. We have other callers.
Go ahead. You guys, hold on.
We have other callers. I'm about to punch in 678. You're in.
I know that number.
678?
678?
They don't like you, though.
That number sounds familiar. Is that Pilar?
Yeah, I'm here.
No. Pilar has a 916.
And Pilar is a girl.
Pilar is in the room, too. Tapping in Pilar. Tapping on 678.
I'm so mad I lost my blunt pattern.
Pilar,
all right.
Are you here?
Hello?
You love.
Hey,
yeah.
Pilar, Bill.
Pilar. Hey, what it do? What it do?
How you feeling, Bill? I know you were sick.
Girl, I'm hella sick, but you know, I'm getting this hair money. You feel me? I'm doing hair, making it through. Gotta get that dough.
Oh, yeah, I heard Pilar was moving to the East Coast.
Yeah, she's going to NY.
I got like 12 more days. I can't wait. I swear to God, this week ain't never been so slow in my life. Oh, my God, I'm ready to go.
Hey, neither, because I'm going to need my hair done sometime.
Oh, Lord, look at her. She couldn't even go to New York when we had a meet and greet there, but she was trying to go to New York to get her fucking hair done. Girl, boo, sit down.
I'm not like that, hard. Y'all not important, you know. She wants the best leave out. Of course she don't come to
you
New York.
I don't remember why I didn't make it to the meeting. Oh, yeah. No, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, because y'all wanted a bitch to
okay,
catch
so
the
Okay, so wait. I caught the tail end of the story. So the nigga dick was dirty, that it was unsacrificed.
Listen. Listen, okay, because I asked somebody or asked a doctor or something, like, what's up with, you know, dicks and stuff. So they basically said, or I had an ex who was uncircumcised. He said his doctor told him when he was 14 that he needed to pull the skin back and, you know, he got to clean it thoroughly because that extra skin is just like being a bitch or having big, you know, lint, sweat, all of that shit gets stuck in the crevice. So
you gotta
yeah,
clean that thing with a tube, with a cotton swab. You gotta do
okay, y'all, I'm trying to eat my chips and my cookies, and y'all really messing this up for me.
I mean, just as if I was a man, I would pull it back. I would take a cotton swab, peroxide, and get under the head and all that.
It confused me because he always smelled good. He always looked good. Like, nigga, why? How are you wearing expensive clothes but your dick's dirty? I don't understand how you rocking around with polo draws. And
you hit that?
I don't get it. I'm confused. And
did you hit it?
No, I didn't do it. Are you fucking, I told you. I looked at him.
No, you ain't. So you never slept with him or nothing?
Well, you said what?
You never fucked him or nothing?
Yes, sir.
We are full.
No,
eight,
me and him have we always have protected sex.
Guys,
but
hold
after
on.
That,
we got to give everyone a chance to kind of get in.
Oh, sorry.
Who else is there? We can't be talking about
four,
this dirty dick nigga all night.
408.
Can you come bring my appetite back, please? 408.
My blunt cutter is officially missing, y'all, in action.
408. Tell us who you are, caller.
Coco, is she ready?
Yeah, I guess they don't want to talk.
Did I want to talk? All right, I'm punching back in 678.
Who's 678?
Hello. That was Pilar.
Oh yeah, so Pilar.
I'm not in 6. I'm 916.
478.
You're doing 916. Coco, is you ready? Because it's getting ready to go down in a couple of weeks, nigga.
Yes, I'm ready, bitch. I'm ready.
What's going down? Tell us. What's going down?
You're moving to the East Coast.
I'm moving to New York, and we got plans, so we're going to rock out that weekend I get there.
What part of New York are you moving to?
I'm going to be in Queens.
Oh, I love Queens. What part? Jamaica, Astoria, what?
Hollis.
That's where Run DMC and them from. Hollis, Queens.
Yep.
Okay, wait. I'm Harlem Shake through the airport. I'm
you can still make it. They're going to Harlem Shake through the airport. I'm done with
it. Get my
dad.
I can't take Pilar.
Pilar, we want to know, what's your feelings on transgender?
Transgender, I was getting there.
I don't have a problem with it. You know, to each their own. Everybody, you know, do whatever you feel make you comfortable in life. I mean, I feel like if a dude dates a transgender, then he's a gay, of course. But, I mean, personally, I feel like if I was a boy, I probably would have been a tranny. I ain't gonna lie, because I like all the girly things. But it don't bother me. To each their own, shit.
That nigga said she was a boy, she was a good girl.
I think so, because I like so much girly things, and I don't see me like, I think I would have been a gay boy.
That nigga still gay if he fuck with a trainee after she had the transgender surgery and she now has a pussy? Is he still gay?
Yeah.
If I'm here, because it's still a man at the end of the day. That ain't nothing, but it's me. We turned inside out. It's still a man.
My uncle got his wrist cut off. He's still a man.
He got his what?
He got his wrist cut off. He lost his wrist in a carpentry accident. He's still a man. Just because you cut something off don't mean you stop being who you
are. And when they have the surgery, they don't do nothing but turn it inside out. It's just your wee pushed upward. So you're still a man.
So that got to hurt because you're not getting fucked in a real pussy. You're getting fucked in a dick.
Yeah, basically.
Yo, I'm done. I'm not
going to
eat no more. I'm just not going to eat. But thanks. It's hard for a woman to become a man. That's the difficult part.
It is.
Because your penis is never going to be the size of a just an average male. Right. It goes to be smaller.
It'd be like a little pinky.
Yeah, it'd be like a little penis. So to me, like, what's the point? Like, I would just rather use a strap and feel the vibration. Like, I could feel the tightness of a pussy just using my strap. I could feel the vibrations hitting my clit. Like, I could feel all that. This is too much for Pilar. Pilar don't like all this gay talk. But,
yeah, y'all just, baby, y'all just over here shaking, drinking my Pepsi.
All right.
But, yeah.
All right, host, Lotus, we have an A32 in the building.
A32. Who are you? And I want someone with the loud behind kids to shut them up.
You can't do that.
That's my teacher. He's just a happy child.
A32.
A32.
All right, I'm going to 224 Baton Rouge. That was Houston. Baton Rouge. 224.
You're not the loud chicken.
224. They're not playing nothing either.
Are they pressing one alarm?
Oh, man. Hey, tell them to press one. We didn't ever tell them to press one. Tell them to press one.
If you guys want to talk, press one.
The prop says press one. The lady said before they even listen, so they better get...
Marilyn, shush. Stop scaring off the listeners.
All right.
People, if you want to talk, you just got to press one. Allison, babe, are you still there?
Yes, she's still here. I'm about to cue her back in. I had to turn everybody off. I don't know who them damn children for.
Oh, that's Pilar.
I just told you to stop muting your other co-host. I'm going to hang up next time because I'm talking and I'm talking to myself.
No, but I had to find out where you're at because I had so many 916s pop up just out of nowhere, and then they left. So you got caught in the shuffle. My bad. I'm still waiting on Mariah. She tells me she's
still there. See, I checked on you. I made sure you were there.
All right, we have a 757.
Uh-oh, this is my homie. 757.
Yo, what's poppin'? What's good? It's Paul C. What's good with y'all?
Oh, what up, Paul? That's my bro. How you doing, Paul?
Yeah, you know I keep 7 different numbers. You know how it goes.
Yes, I know. He get on my goddamn nerves with that bullshit. Now, how do you feel about this transgender stuff? How do you feel about it? Do you agree with it? Do you not? Let us know. Talk to your sister.
Oh, y'all know how I feel about that crazy shit. I just leave it the fuck alone. You do what you do. As long as you're doing it in your own home and trying to expose me and my to that, I don't care what you do. Keep it to yourself. That's the best I can say.
That seems like the guy model. Right? What's my nickname for you? Why you gave me my nickname, Paul?
Oh, because it started off because, you know, I know you used to be in love with the same shit I was in love with, still am to this day. So instead of Nicole, it was Nicholas. That's what we used to call you. And that's what you used to respond to, so.
People thought I was a transgender. They was like, are you really a dude? I was like, really? Really?
Answer to, so it used to be a running joke, so that's what it is. Your name is Nicholas when I want to fuck with you.
What's your favorite position, Paul? What's your favorite position to have a female in?
Oh, any position that involves me inside of. All of the above. Fuck that. Nah, but for real, we all know what a man likes. Well, I know what this man likes to see when that face down, ass up.
He's on a football team. You hear him? He's on a football
team. Damn right. Ain't nothing wrong.
I love it when a real nigga show up. I love it when a real nigga show up, man.
You see that ass clapping and jiggling and hearing that girl screaming your name, you get a little pull that hair. You know what time it is. Make that ass clap, girl. Make it clap.
You gotta be careful with the hair. You gotta be careful with the hair. I fucked around and yanked off some shit one time and got scared, but I kept on going. I'm a soldier. I'm like, what the fuck?
I like to be grabbed from the roots. Do not grab the ends of my hair. Get it from the root.
Oh yeah, you know you gotta get a full fist of that shit to the point where you got your elbow on the small of that.
I've never had sex when I had a weave in my hair.
That's a good thing because I'm a hair weave killer. 2 Chainz.
Hey, man.
When I messed with dudes, I had long hair. Like, I had real long hair, so I never needed a weave.
You know, with females, though, especially with our black sisters, no disrespect, you got to ask for permission sometimes. But, you know, sometimes when you're going at it, a chick don't care. Pull it out. I don't give a fuck. Just know you're going to pay for this bitch tomorrow.
And then the next day, I'm drifting like Peter denying Jesus on her motherfucking head. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Listen up, my nigga. I gotta get 224 in here, man. I think she's a sexy lady. Hold on 1 second, yeah. 224, you back in the building.
All these numbers. Who's 224? 224, talk to us.
I'm about to go to the lovely, lovely Miss Lattimore.
Tony keeps saying she keeps trying to call in, but somebody keeps.
I know the board is packed. My board is packed. It's kicking her out automatically.
Oh, okay.
But just gotta keep calling back. They gotta press 1. That's the only way I could keep them in.
Okay, let me tell her to press 1.
Cause they got a bunch of people calling. Hello, 501.
510.
I'm gonna leave for you. You're dyslexic. He's dyslexic.
Who that me?
Was that Paul, what's his last name, Cromarty, that was on the phone?
You want to talk to him?
No, I just want to say what's up. He could probably hear me.
757
Nobody asked me about the topic, how I felt about transgenders.
We were trying to get there. Damn.
Wait, who's that talking? I know that's not Naomi talking.
Uh-oh. Yes, it is. Is this Paul?
Oh, my goody, goody gumdrop. I finally get to hear that sexy-ass voice. There we go.
Love connection.
We ain't going to turn it to a chat line. She already know what it is. She know where I stand with her. She don't get no inbox chronicles. She don't get nothing. It's straight on the wall. It's Paul. Okay. That's what it do, baby.
All right. Now tell us, what is your feel on transgender?
Personally, because I asked the question earlier, how would you feel, you know, if your child or your offspring was a homosexual? And I couldn't do it. Like, honestly, like, I'll respect it, but they'd have to keep it, you know, at a distance. Knowing, you know, how I was brought up in a household that practically was religious, everybody has a choice, period. But at the end of the day, if I raise my child a certain way, I can't, you know, be mad at them. But I would want that same respect to keep it away from me. I mean, every day I go out, you know, to the store, gas station, whatever. I mean, there's going to be a transgender or a gay male or female anywhere, everywhere. But, I mean, as long as, you know, you keep it respectable with me, I'll keep it respectable with you. Now, what I can't stand is, a person who's gay that says they were born with it or they were born that way. Nobody is born that way. It's a choice. So I get really like...
Let me just ask you a question, Naomi, just regarding that. Because, like, there's people here that are hermaphrodites, and you're born with both sex organs.
Say that one more time.
Usually, there are people that are born, because I do know a hermaphrodite. She's born with both organs.
Right.
And the mom, because you can make a decision, basically. You can let them live with it, or you can choose the sex. So she chose to turn... to have a daughter, basically, like, so they removed the penis. But she always felt like a boy. So to this day, she hates being a girl.
See, well, that's a different story.
This is what I'm saying. Like, you can't say that no one's, because to me, you should not be born with both organs. Like, that shit just should not happen.
Right.
So I do believe that there is, I don't know if it's within the pregnancy or right after, there's something. You may not be born with it, but it may go way beyond your memory that you've always felt that you were just gay, you were just different, and you just didn't know when to come. Like, I do believe that kids go through this, like, I've always looked at women. And that's some real life talk. Like, I do remember, and I didn't understand it when I was younger. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what this feeling that I had. I thought I was weird. I did it because no one else looked at women the way I looked at women. And I was only in, like, fifth grade. And I'm just, like, attracted to women. And I'm looking at asses just the way the dudes are looking at asses in junior high school and things of that nature.
You know, I think every woman looks at ass. I mean, I look at a woman's ass, too.
But it was something like I didn't look at guys like, oh, I want to kiss this guy. I never did that when I was younger. It was something I've always wanted, like it was with a woman.
Well, don't feel like a law ranger. I have never looked at a guy and wanted to kiss him either. So what the fuck that means?
You shut the fuck up, LR. So I'm just saying, I think sometimes it goes beyond memory. Not saying that you may be born with it, but I think just from a very, very young age, people just like, I was always this was this way.
Simmons Smith says her penis makes her different. Simmons Smith, listening in, she commented and she said her penis makes her different. Interesting.
I need her to call in. I need her to press one.
Well, I'm about to tell you this, boss lady. In 3 minutes, we go to what we call a half-hour station break, and then we have an encore show starting shortly in a half hour.
Okay. I'm rocking with you. You know the template. I'm going to follow you.
But based on the topics that we have, because I read somewhere on the post, posted by actually Mrs. Lattimore, that it's an administration job to come up with topics. So since you ladies then stumbled into a great topic, actually, this is my suggestion. This is your show, but this is my suggestion that the next 2 hour topics be about are they a man or are they a woman if they're born with two? What y'all think about that?
Oh, I like that one.
It ain't sexy. You know, I like sexy, but it's it'll do.
We can bring some sexy into it.
Lotus, can we agree that transgender sex wasn't fucking sexy neither, especially not from a nigga in my standpoint? But I buried it. I skinned and grinned, and I got through these 2 hours.
I said we could do it. We could do it. I'm not complaining.
Okay, LR, are you gonna be here still?
Baby, I'm here till 3 o'clock in the morning. I got 2 more shows. Y'all can step here with sexy if y'all want.
Well, I mean, I'm rocking with y'all, I guess.
Okay, well, now
she told me I couldn't do the second show. That's what she told me, but now she rocking with us again.
Oh, now you want to put me on blast. Oh, my God.
All right. Listen, ladies, listen. In 2 minutes, we're going to go dead. But in a half hour from now, exactly in 29 minutes, exactly in 31 minutes, we're going to pop back on. This is how the format is going to run. Because now we're off the air. Only people that's on the air now is the people that's going to be on the next show. This is how the format is going to run. So I know who not to cue off. I want everybody who's coming back that's in here now. I'm talking about Lattimore, Lotus, Allison, me, even this cop-ass nigga. Y'all called in a minute before the hour. You understand what I'm saying? So I have all y'all lined up. You understand what I'm saying?
Got it.
All right. Now, say, ladies, I ain't going to lie to y'all. Planet O'Shea, Charlie, CC, L. Reed, I thank you motherfuckers, man. Thank you ladies are like, hey, man, I can't eat all y'all pussy because I don't know you hoes like that, but I ain't going to lie. Hey, I see y'all in 29 minutes. Y'all stay sexy and go wash your ass.
Bye. Talk to y'all later.
Hey, Lotus, you call me on myself.
All right. Bye.
To all the people that still out there listening, this has been a great show. We have an encore show happening in exactly a half hour from now. It will be starting at 1 o'clock. It will be starting exactly at 1 o'clock Eastern time. To all of my listeners, we have an encore show. The topic of the day will be if a person is born with both penis and vagina, what makes them a man or a woman? Until then, y'all stay safe, y'all stay sexy, and I love all of y'all. From Planet Ocean, Action Pack, and from your host, TC, the beautiful Talia Colombiana. And 2 thumbs up for tonight's guest host, the lovely, the sexy Miss Lotus. I want all the listeners out there to go to Facebook. I want all my listeners out there to go to Facebook, log on to Rate It, My Picture Triple X. See you later. Bye-bye. Hello? Hello?